This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
To the right side he goes. Incomplete at the goal line. Washington breaking it up.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, we have seen it before. I just think he took that game on his shoulders, you know, like he does. And I appreciate the other guys, you know, with him, you know. You know, look at Tylan Wallace. You know, look at Bate, what he did. Oh, yeah. Well, I joke, he got one of the game balls. You know, I put my arm around him. I said, did that deja vu all over again? That same sideline for a touchdown with that Tylan Wallace stride up the sideline? That was beautiful. It was awesome. He's something else. He's quite a player.
Coming more of a mental thing, I think. But we got to get that fixed. I mean, it's not cool to win a game and you look up and the team has 300 passing every week, you know. And then it'd be different if we didn't have no guys that could play.
That's a great quarterback over there, you know. It's a lot of great quarterbacks in the league, not just us two, you know. But it's a divisional game. I just know it's going to be a dogfight with regardless, because he got dog in him.
Lamar Jackson, Ravens hero quarterback, talking about Cincinnati's hero quarterback, Joe Burrow. They have a lot in common, both Heisman winners. Now, Joe Burrow has not won an MVP at the NFL level. Lamar's won two, probably well on his way to his third. But Joe Burrow's been to a Super Bowl, been to two championship games. He's thrown 9 touchdown passes, Joe Burrow, against the Ravens in 2024. They've lost both games, which is incredible. Lamar's thrown 8 against them, and they won them both. They were both close. Went down to the wire again last night. But Lamar Jackson understands that Joe Burrow, that's the guy he's going to be competing with for the duration of their careers. Because they're both going to finish, or their prime years, let's just say, who knows, as players get older, their prime years are going to be facing each other twice. What eventually is going to happen, Vinny, I would think, is they're going to face each other in the playoffs sooner or later. They met 2 years ago, the Ravens and Bengals, but Lamar was hurt. That was Tyler Huntley. But Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson are going to play in a playoff game. Lamar's already played Mahomes. Burrow's played Mahomes and beaten him in a playoff game. Lamar's played Josh Allen. Mahomes has played Josh Allen. Burrow's played Josh Allen. So it's this, like, these four dudes who are kind of the upper echelon quarterbacks in the AFC. It's like the old boxing thing. Duran, Leonard, Hagler, and who am I missing? Tommy Hearns, the four kings. I thought Benitez should have been at it, but that's another thing. But that's where we are with the AFC. Mahomes, 17 draft pick. Allen and Lamar were 18. Burrow was, 2020. So they're all just kind of in their prime, grooving, making dough, leading their teams to epic things. So this is going to be fun to watch. And it was fun last night, albeit a little bit late. But Lamar, Joe Burrow, they understand this is the thing, this is the guy that I'm going to be competing with for the next 5 to 10 years.
And Bob, and how about Chase in the two games. What's he got? 600 yards or 500, over 500 yards receiving?
That's insane. Everybody in the building knew he was getting the ball, but a quarterback I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about two of the best in the NFL in the same division. And when they play each other, for the most part, it's a fun ride.
Yeah.
Get on board. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah. I didn't think the game was going to be like that, but it was. And Bob, if you're the Bengals, you're saying to yourself, we should be sitting here 6-4. We should have won both those games. You know, we missed a field goal. And then here, you know, I mean, we're kicking our ass for 2.5 quarters.
Sure.
And we fumble. And then the game kind of changes. And then, you know, we miss the 2-point play. So, I mean, they got to be kicking themselves in the butt. Like, what else can we do? And, you know, with the Ravens, Bob, the offensive guys, probably ecstatic. Defensive guys, they ain't happy.
Well, has it gotten to the point, and this will never become public knowledge, I wouldn't think, but the offensive guys are kind of like, the bleep? What, do you got to score 40 points every week to win this game? Do I have to have a perfect quarterback rating for us to win a football game?
You know, I mean, how would you feel? They take it down the field, Bob, like bam, 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 7-0. You know, I mean, I was still driving home, and it was already 7-0, and the Ravens were 3-and-out and punted.
Yep.
You know, and you're like, oh my God, I just thought that I was disappointed with the intensity the Ravens started the game with because they kind of lacked energy. Where the Bengals, they came out with a ton of, and they came out like the Browns when they played the Browns a couple weeks ago, the Ravens, you know, and I was, you know, I mean, they kept scoring and we kept making penalties and 1st and 15, 1st and 20. I'm like, holy cow. What the hell's going on?
They seem, Joe Burrow in particular, very comfortable with the situation.
No doubt.
Not overwhelmed. Remember the last time he played in Baltimore, which is almost a year ago, his wrist blew out on him, throwing a touchdown pass, by the way, to Joe Mixon on that Thursday night. And then their season changed dramatically. But they seem to be, that 21-7, and you mentioned about to be maybe 24 at least.
Oh, yeah. At
possibly least. 28. Then Marlon, as bad as the defense was, we heard from Marlon, we'll get to him in a second. That changed the whole momentum of the game.
It got the Ravens going. It kind of energized them because then once that happened, Bob, once that happened after the fumble, four straight touchdowns. It was like, okay, time to wake up. And they did. But the problem was, you know, I mean, well, the Ravens got four straight touchdowns and the Bengals only got two. And the Lamar in the fourth quarter, I mean, he had, what, 200 yards passing, basically 11 out of 13. Perfect quarterback rating in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Three touchdown passes. I mean, that's like historic stuff.
The incredible run.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Where he ran 50 to get 10. I mean, it's just watching this guy again. I'm not trying to kiss his ass, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an ass kisser.
Deserves it.
I mean, come on. And he still has his share of critics, and there are people that are lurking, just waiting for the playoffs, which, by the way, they're going to get to mainly because of him, and waiting for him to fail so they can say, I told you so. Everybody wants to be the I told you so person. You're watching brilliance in real time. Enjoy it. Get on board with it. Every time he throws an incompletion, he's thrown two picks. He has as many touchdown passes today as he did all of last year when he won MVP. His quarterback rating's over 120. This is the best he's ever played. But everyone's waiting for him to fail so they could say, I told you so, which is, in my opinion, how are you a fan of a certain team when you want their best player to fail so you can throw it in everybody's face?
Yeah.
I mean, who do you want to replace it?
Yeah.
Seriously, who do you want? Because Patrick Mahomes ain't leaving Kansas City.
No.
There's one of him. He wears number 15 for the Chiefs. Other than Patrick Mahomes, who else do you want to quarterback the bleeping Ravens here?
Oh, it's, no,
it,
yeah.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
To me. I just don't get it. Maybe I'm drinking purple Kool-Aid with my black coffee here.
Oh.
Which, quite frankly, is delicious and hot.
Bob, I tell you what, that last watching that game last night, you know, and I'll admit I've, you know, since I've worked with teams, I've been teams of fans I work for and stuff, and then like, but I last night, I was like a serious Raven, like I'm screaming at the TV, holler. I was worn out after. I texted Munkin after. I said, Todd, I said, I'm worn out. You got to be twice as worn out as me, as stressful as that game was.
I'm sure he was. But it was an epic game. It was a win. But Marlon Humphrey,
yeah,
who made the game-changing defensive play, as we discussed, basically said what everyone knows. And I said it yesterday. Lamar in the offense going to get him to the playoffs. The defense is going to get him out of the playoffs. Right, and Marlon said, if we don't get better, we're not lasting long.
All right, Bob.
In January.
10 weeks. You've seen it. What would you change?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Matabike had his best game in a month and a half.
Yep.
With 3 sacks. Other than that, I mean, you're relying on the players on the team.
That's what all you got.
But what do you change? You try to blitz and get aggressive. Do you get more man island coverage? No. That's been a disaster for them. Dean Pease advising maybe to play a little bit more conservative and soft. That hasn't worked out. So I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know. They got to get better than this, though, right?
They got worse last night. I mean, last night was worse. I mean, the secondary... You know, and people thought that, you know, the Denver game was... No, all that was if that would have been Joe Burrow with Denver, that would have been a totally... It would have been a tight game because he would have hit those touchdowns.
Oh, they had been touchdowns. Yes, Ravens might have been losing at halftime last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, did they get pressure? They got some pressure last night. Sure. They got some hits on the quarterback. They made him move. But hell, the second... I think... You gotta try, Bob. I think you gotta try to move people. You know, try some. I don't know that you can go with Stevens. I think you got. I don't think he has any confidence whatsoever.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, and he can't tackle.
And then the play when Chase scored the touchdown, which you know could have tied the game, and Herbstreit pointed it out.
Marcus Williams.
Well, Simpson and Wiggins went to the flat.
Yes.
And then Chase is, you know, you had the cover, blown cup, Marcus Williams on the bomb. Yeah. Anyway, the Ravens did win. Let's stress that. Lamar was brilliant yet again. Derrick Henry, he scored yet another touchdown. Tylan Wallace, you heard John Harbaugh talking about him. He had a monster play and a big game for them. But the Ravens, they win. But defensively, it still feels like a loss. Justin Tucker missed an extra point. What the bleep is going on there?
Yeah.
You want to get in? Let's do it. Sportsnet 583-1057. It's Vinny and Haney. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's featured artist Friday. Who are we jamming to? If you don't know, you'll find out in a minute.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matter of minutes. The effectiveness of the work remains to be seen, but that was Derrick Henry talking about Marlins fumble again, and we're going to probably rag on their defense for most of this show, I'm guessing.
Probably most of the year.
Yeah. But that changed the momentum of the game for sure. Even Lamar said he gave us a little rocket up the rear end there.
Yeah, because they were flat. I mean, they were totally flat, Bob. I mean, they were doing nothing. You know, I mean, first play in the third quarter, you get a holding penalty. You know, and you're first and 20 on the second. I mean, it's like, you know, same old, same old. So, but yeah, that gave them energy. And I think Lamar said it got the crowd into the game too. And then that got them going. And then after that, I mean, the big third down play to Andrews, that was big in one of those drives and stuff. But, you know, it just seemed like after the fumble, it was like, when they played the Bengals the first time, it was like boom, 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 boom. It was just like everything started working.
7-on-7, M&T Bank Stadium on a Thursday night.
Bob, how many big plays did the Ravens have last night? How many plays over 20 yards, would you guess?
All right, I'm not going to look at the box.
No, don't look.
Five.
Two.
Two?
Two. Yes.
Now, one. Cincinnati, can I look at that?
Guess. No, guess.
All right, six.
Four.
Four.
70, 67, 33, 26.
Well, big plays are 20 yards plus.
Yes.
Chase had like, in one play, had like seven. Many times he's running them down the field. So we got this coming on. The Ravens do win. They're 7-3, as Ken Wyman would say. They get the super terrific mini bye before they go to Pittsburgh on the 17th. Terps tonight, college basketball against Mount St. Mary's. We'll have that on the fan. We'll talk about that with Keith Kavanaugh, as well as Maryland's football matchup tomorrow. Daunting one of that. At Oregon, number one in the country. Oregon, 24.5-point favorite. Spreads dropped a half a point over the course of the week. General managers meetings happening this week. Mike Elias said, hey, we're going to be signing people to multi-year deals. All I want for Christmas, Nolan, is two starting pitchers and a right-handed bat that hits for power and could possibly play the outfield. But other than that, I'm cool, but let's get out to the phones. Go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope everything is good. You know, I jumped in when you guys were talking about Lamar and, like, who else would you want? I got to tell you right now, I would take Lamar over everybody. That includes 15 out in Kansas City. He's just playing lights out. He is manipulating the game. And it's on good authority. He has a few conversations with TV 12 in the off season to kind of pick his brain a little bit. And that's one of the things that he has been striving to get to, where he can manipulate the game. He's doing it at a masterclass level. Now, I want to go back to our playing days. I think all of us on this on the call here had a little experience playing. And I think you're going to start to hear that there was a brotherly conversation, you know, hey, we're teammates, we're brothers. Sometimes fights happen. Sometimes it gets a little testy. That's going to happen with the DBs and Marcus Williams. I guarantee it. Marlon Humphrey's comments are so telling. He's like, I'm not taking this anymore. This guy is a straight-up liability because he's freelancing. He's getting caught slipping on players you don't have any business doing that with. I get physical mistakes. What you're seeing with Brandon Stevens is physical errors, physical mistakes. But the mental ones, I can't tolerate that. And we all were out there on the gridiron. Sometimes somebody's going to get punched in the face to get it right. The Ravens will be fine. They'll be in first place in the AFC North come Monday morning because the Washington football team is going to defeat the Steelers this Sunday. Talk to you guys.
All right, Darren. And yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that one yet. We'll do our picks later in the show. But to his point, maybe when he was benched and didn't play in Cleveland, he had already had Marcus Williams, that little pouty outburst and rub people the wrong way because he had been demoted.
Yeah.
Basically in the middle of the week. He's just, his decline is almost fascinating to watch.
He made one nice play on that screen pass.
Yeah, but
otherwise, Bob, how about the touchdown that Chase did, the same thing he did in the week one? I mean, you're right there, and then all of a sudden you're not. You know, the angles that his angles suck, to be totally honest. They suck. You know,
well, if his angle is to watch the back of Jamar Chase run into the end zone, he's got a perfect angle. And with Brandon Stevens, and there was one play, it was, I think, the first drive of the game for the Bengals, where he's all over Chase, and he's on him like a Kmart suit, but by the time he turns around, the ball's already, you know what I mean? He's there physically to make a play, but Vinny, you said it basically from the time they brought him in. Let's not forget, not to make excuses for him, convert a running back, but ball awareness is holy mackerel.
Hey, he can't find it. You know, I think you got to, you know, maybe the guy playing the best, in my opinion, is Humphrey. He had a dumb penalty where he grabbed a guy, you know, but he's playing physical and he's doing a good job on the receivers. I would almost maybe give Stevens a breather, you know. Put Wiggins and Humphrey as the starters.
Right. Hey, look, if you had 5 years ago Tre'Davious White, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Or he'd still be in Buffalo. But yeah. It is what it is. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens win last night. They're 7-3 on the year. If they beat Pittsburgh next week, whether the Steelers lose or win against Washington, they'll be in first place. But that defense is shaky, and that's probably an understatement. We're taking your calls here on The Fan. At M&T Bank Stadium, as they pick up their seventh victory of the season, 35-34. Cincinnati goes for two, and they fail. As you heard during Joe's update, okay, there might have been a blow to a head, maybe a hold or something. Well, whatever. They didn't make the call. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Bob and Vinny, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Stressful night, Rashawn.
Very stressful, man. I made my first trip down to M&T last night since the championship game, you know, so it was intenseful. It was packed down there, man. I'm glad we got the victory. But what's going on with Tucker, man? You know, like, I missed the saying, "In Tuck we trust." Like, that was a chip shot, man. Like, I don't know if it's mental. Yeah, like, what's going on with the guy, man?
Missed it left, too, by the way.
Oh, he missed it bad left.
Like, I was trying to think, has Tucker ever missed a field goal that could have won us a game or lost us a game by missing it? Because I was thinking last night, like, man.
PAT or a field goal? Because that was a PAT.
Anyone. Yeah, PAT.
He missed one against New Orleans, I think, Flacco's last year.
2018, yep.
Yeah, where it hooked. That would have tied the game. Yeah, no, I didn't hit the upright. Okay. It just was like, where did it? It was going straight. Yeah, then it didn't, like a wind came out of nowhere. But we thought he was back, air quotes, after the 56-yarder against
the Bengals game. Yeah.
And then he made a 50-yarder the next week. And then it's like, holy macaroni.
Yeah. Listen, it was just 2 years ago. He kicked the longest field goal in history in Detroit. So, like, what happened from there to now, man? Like,
three years of age.
Yeah. last three games, he has not hit the ball consistently
Look, let's keep this in mind, too. I mean, we're old geezers, but he is in his 13th year in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to believe it's gone that quickly, but he has been around a little bit. So the leg, like a bat swing, the speed of the barrel through the zone, maybe not as rapid as it used to be.
Right. Now, like I was talking to somebody at the game last night, I still think he's done a lot. He's a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. And I know they probably don't do this for kickers, but he deserves a statue outside of there next to Ray Lewis and Johnny Unitas, you know. So I know that's up for debate.
I don't know about statues.
Greatest kicker of all time, though.
He might get a gold jacket, Rashawn. Appreciate the call. Oh, real quick, yes or no? Or give me an answer. How many different stadiums have you gone to see the Cowboys lose after losing in Atlanta last week? Just give me a number.
I can't. I lost count, man.
That was
my last one. I hung my Cowboys stuff up last week, man. I'm done with them, man. You know, so
good
that's
job.
You know, hey, I got a nice flight today, man. We went out to see Oregon and Maryland play. So I'm starting my college football stadium journey.
If Maryland wins, I'm getting a tattoo, Rashawn. Just keep that in mind.
Rashawn, that'll be a long flight home.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's 24.5 is the spread for that game. Chris and Arnold. Chris, what's up? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was at the game last night, and I thought Marcus Williams was going to have a great game. The first play, he makes a nice hard hit, and that's all he did all game. And it's like he was just standing around. Like, he was around the plays, but he was just not doing anything. Like, it's like he wanted – he played, but he didn't play, if that makes sense. Like,
no, it totally makes sense.
I saw him around the ball all game long. He didn't want to hit anybody. There was a few times where he could have just stuck his hand out and knocked the ball away, and he just didn't do anything. It's like,
On the chase touchdown?
Yeah, like, I was like, what the hell is he? Sorry, pardon my language.
No,
I was like,
fine.
What are you doing? Like, it's just like, come on, dude. Like, you're supposed to be, like, our top paid free safety, and you're not doing anything. You're just a liability out there. Like,
why would he be making, and I'm asking everyone, and Chris, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you going to the game and all that good stuff and celebrating.
Yeah.
An exciting win. But why is he making business decisions if, in fact, that's his mindset right now? Because he's not hurt.
No.
He played harder when he was hurt than he seems to be right now. Not questioning the effort, but the results say that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of times with he's doing this hands up, like, what the hell, than he is like putting his hands on a football. You know what I mean?
You know what it looks like, Bob? I mean, when he first came, he looked like a very instinctive center fielder.
He had a ton of picks when he was in New Orleans.
And now looks like he's lost in space. So, or
Will
Bob,
Robinson.
He's got zero confidence. I don't know what it is, but he's killing them. Stevens is killing them. You know, I would say probably those are the two. And Simpson didn't. There's something going on with that zone in the middle of the field and with Simpson and with Roquan. Because there's too much open space in the middle of the field.
Why it's happening every single game.
I know. So that's what they got. And, I mean, Harb said they're going to watch the film this morning. And they've got to get this thing figured out, you know. And if I'm Harbs, first thing this morning, I'm going defense. Let's go watch the film. We gotta, and you know what? If it's the same people, we gotta replace those people. We gotta try something different because what we're doing for 10 games has not worked.
By the way, the Ravens did win last night, 35-34. Lamar Jackson, brilliant in the victory. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. But everybody gets it. We know the offense is the best in the NFL, and they're going to get to the playoffs. But the reason they might not last long is because of what we saw last night. That's a fine line. They keep walking. Sooner or later, you fall off on the wrong side. On this Featured Artist Friday, we learned that the Ravens' offense is pretty awesome. We know that their quarterback's a stud. We've also learned through 10 games, the pass defense is pretty bad. Let's get out to the phones. I was going to say, did they bottom out last night? Because when you say they bottom out, well, it always gets worse.
They after the first Cincinnati game, they brought in Dean Pease.
Yeah.
Now we've had the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, Jameis Winston went offensive player of the month or the year or week, whatever it was. Dante and White Marsh. Dante, thanks for holding. What's up?
How you doing, guys? Good morning, man.
Morning.
It is a Victory Friday. Let's stress that, Dante.
Yeah. This is definitely Victory Friday. It's like a bittersweet situation right here. But I totally agree with you guys. I think somebody made the comment, maybe sitting these guys down and, you know, try something else. You know, I know I'm a big fanatic of it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it's broke. We need to fix that.
Yes.
We need to fix it. The footwork I seen last night was totally off because these guys, the Bengals receivers were taking off on them, and our guys were committing, and the Bengals receivers, what they would do, they would make one cut, and boom, gone. And that leaves so much space on the field when they make that cut, and these guys are overcommitting, and their footwork is off, and yeah. We're gonna be in trouble if we don't fix this, man. I'm going to let you guys finish up. You guys have a wonderful day, man.
Have a great weekend, Dante. Thanks for the call.
Well, Dante, sharp breaks create separation. And they were creating separation a bunch last night. I'm almost thinking, Bob, I would try Tre'Davious White, I'd give him a chance. And maybe I'd sit down Stevens and let him play, you know, come in and play nickel or something else. And you mentioned it off air. Millett has done nothing. He hadn't. You don't even notice him out there. You notice Washington. He makes some plays. I mean, he made the play, the two-point play. And I'd set Marcus Williams down. And I'd play Humphrey. I'd play Wiggins. And I'd try Tre'Davious White. And I'd give that a shot to see if my communication is better.
What about Eddie Jackson? We're talking about Michael Jackson or TJ Tampa, as you've talked about before.
Yeah. Well, Tampa, when's he come off of IR? That was, I don't know. Because here's the thing I know about Tampa was watching him.
They have 8 games left. Figure something out here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they've got 8 to figure it out. Because like you said, Bob, they're going to be in the playoffs. And you don't want, and right now if they go into the playoffs, they're going to lose in the playoffs because they're going to play a good quarterback and the defense is not going to be able to hold up. So they got to start. And I'm guessing Harbs is bound to determine. I promise you they're sitting in there already this morning breaking down that film and trying to figure it out. Whether it be scheme or personnel, something's got to change.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us top of the hour. Get his thoughts on what happened last night. Any injury issues to deal with after the fact? Kyle Hamilton comes to mind. But right now, let's go to Fort Meade, bring in Sam. Sam, thanks for holding. What's up?
Yeah, did Keaton Mitchell get to play? By the time I figured out how to listen to it, I got it on CBS Radio, but and then I had to go to bed before halftime because I get up at 4:30. But did Keaton Mitchell play last night?
He had a kick return for 30 yards. He had one run for no gain. And he played a couple plays. That was it. He got his feet wet. You know, he got hit good, which is good. You know, so he'll be better this next week.
Yeah. And as far as our practice squad goes, if somebody, like, let's say when Miami took Huntley, they still have to have our permission to do that,
no,
don't they?
Or no, they? No, nope. Do not have to have. The thing that you can do is, the only way that you can keep them if somebody else wants them is you got to bring them up to the 53.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Woodbury. It's Joe. Joe, what's happening? Victory Friday, Joe.
Well, I'm just going to hop on what you said about Michael Jackson. I'm just thinking about how Quincy Jones elevated him to the stratosphere, man. That's how bad Quincy Jones was. But I'm just going thinking about what Vinny just said. Who to sit down, who to replace. I was sitting there thinking about, man, I'd put Stevens out at safety because I'm thinking about what a safety actually does.
The number one thing a safety needs to do is what? What is the free safety? It's like a center fielder.
Catch the ball.
Right. And what is Stevens, what can he find?
He can't find it, so if I put him back there to just stand and look at it, don't give him the duties of being with the receiver. Put him back there and just say, watch the ball, and when it starts coming towards you, go get it. But I'm thinking about the last person that they brought in that really seemed like it changed the secondary. Think about when Marcus Peters first came.
Yep.
His first year was stupendous, but it seemed like it gradually went down.
His first game, he had a pick six against Russell Wilson in Seattle.
Right. And they didn't bring nobody in with a title, a name, or a brand. And then I'm saying, like, is the guy Williams playing like y'all boy that we got from Seattle? I just had his name.
Earl Thomas.
Earl, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Earl Thomas couldn't run.
Right. But can Williams run? And hold up. Now, here's one thing I was thinking, Vinny. Don't put Williams way out. Bring him down to the line of scrimmage. Let him get hit. Or let's see if he's going to hit. Move Kyle back a little bit. Because I think he'll be back there for support. Let's move Williams further up. Put him near the line of scrimmage so he can get engaged in the defense. And if he doesn't do that and just stand around, you might have to just sit him, man. But the scheme and the personnel is what needs to change. So let's let all the other important people that got something to say talk, y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Have a great weekend, Joe. What trade deadline's gone. Yeah. I mean, it's not like Ed Reed's walking through that door, you know what I mean?
Bob, other than scheme and personnel, what else is
there? Other than that, I think we're treading in the right direction. Go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? What a game last night, man. I thought the defense was right blow it for us, man, but they came through.
But, our boy showed up last night.
Who?
Bateman.
Oh, I thought you was talking about Marcus, but I was about to say what he said. Hey, but man, hey, I don't know what's up with Marcus Williams, man. Look, it's so crazy, right, Bob and Vinny? I was telling Rob and him earlier, right? Jamar Chase scored so goddamn fast. You know when Real Fan Dan be doing the R-A-V-E. I think he got the E. Jamar Chase in the... I said, what the... So look, this morning I went back to go look at the play. I see Kevin Allstriker. He posted a video, Marcus Williams. Look at Marcus Williams. Like, I don't know what it... And then you can see Brandon Stevens probably looking at him like, bro, what are you doing? Like, we got 10 days to prepare for the Steelers, right? Now, I don't know how y'all feel about this, but maybe we should get Bo Bray a shout out there, man.
Oh, you know, University of Maryland.
No, who's been playing? You know who's been making plays on team? Kane. 28.
Oh, Purdue guy.
Yep. Yeah, he's been making hitter. Some plays.
He's a hitter. He's a big hitter. So,
The problem with Bo Braid is Bo's good close to the line of scrimmage. Back,
all right, man,
no.
I'll talk to you on Monday, all right?
All right, Trippy. Man. Thank you very much. But, Bo Braid, University of Maryland, been on this show before a couple of times. Maybe an opportunity, but you have to unearth overturn every stone,
yes.
I guess, to figure out something here.
Well, they've given... the same group of guys, Bob, for 10 straight weeks, all right? And they're last, and they're 32nd in the pass. And Bob, it's getting the amount of yards, it's increasing the amount of yards they're giving up. Oh, we're going to be at 400 pretty soon.
Let me stress again, the Ravens did win last night, 35-34. Exciting win. But, hey, look, we're looking at big picture stuff. It's not about regular season achievement anymore. Wait, you can't get to the playoffs unless you succeed in the regular season. Lamar's better than he's ever been, and he's already got two MVPs. He's already tied last year's touchdown total with 24, and he's still got 8 games left on pace to throw for over 40 and 4,500 yards. But it's all about January and hopefully into February, and I get that. But enjoy this, man. Derrick Henry's a stud. Lamar's doing great things. Zay Flowers, Bateman's playing like a first-round draft pick. Andrew scored another touchdown. Offensively, hey, man, they're getting it done. At least they're fun to watch there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.